Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now to check out Steve's voicemail. If you want to leave Steve a voicemail, call him 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to the phone, Steve. This caller is about Africa.
Good morning, Steve, and the morning show. I'm calling to ask Steve, what part of Africa do you go to? Because I wanted to travel to Africa this year, and I wanted to see which city or country I want to travel to. Which one do you recommend, Steve? Thank you. I'm Diana from New Orleans.
Well, I've gone to quite a few, but I highly recommend that you go to Ghana, because you have to go to the slave castles. You have to go and see what was done to us to enable us to get on the ships. It was one of the most emotional, heart-wrenching things I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, man, what they did to us as Africans is unthinkable. And then they had the nerve on top of the slave castles to build churches and cut holes in the floor so the Africans that were enslaved, 1,000 slaves in an area that's big enough for 200 people, pack 1,000 people in there with no running water, no bathroom facilities, so they could hear them sing about Christ. And then they had the nerve to try to walk me in that church upstairs. I wouldn't even go in there. This ain't no church. This ain't no house of worship. This ain't where God at. I'm not going in here. Who y'all think y'all talking to? The God I know was not in that church. Oh, man, it's cold. So, anyway, long story short, go to Ghana because it's beautiful. The people in Accra are wonderful. They have trips out to the castles. And it's just an amazing experience to see where it all started from. You got to do that first. And then I recommend you go to Johannesburg so you can see what we've become. And then Cape Town, Durban, South Africa is wonderful. I strongly suggest going to Kenya. Kenya's beautiful. If you can go to Rwanda, it's the most pristine city you've ever seen. You've never seen a city like Rwanda. There ain't a leaf on the ground over there, man. And then Botswana. You got to see Botswana. You got to go to Okavango Delta. So if I went to a trip, I would do it two way. I would go to Ghana, and then me personally, I would go to Botswana. But you got to want to see the cities that we built, Johannesburg, Cape Town.
Okay. All right. All right, Steve, we have a caller who's just relocated to L.A. from Virginia. She's looking for love.
Good evening, Steve Harvey Show. I am a 60-year-old black female. I'm a licensed nurse, and I have 4 children but never been married. I am looking for my mate. I have just moved back to L.A., sold my house in Virginia, moved back to L.A., so I'm starting over. But I'm only attracting 40-year-olds. Can you give me some advice? Men in their 60s do not realize that I am in my 60s, and there's not much to work with. So can you give me advice to find out where can I go to meet the man that's more closer to my age and we have more in common? Okay, my name is Carol, and thank you very much.
Well, Carol, first of all, the reason you can't attract men in your age group is because you look young, because you took care of yourself and you're fine. The second reason is you got a real sexy voice, Carol, and that's working for you too, because Junior wanted to holler at you.
Right now.
And just his name, Junior, alone should tell you that you can't get on business with this little child.
Yeah.
And without even seeing a picture of you, I can tell you got yourself together and everything like that. I would go on an older dating site. I would try online dating and make sure that you have an age request. And you should be looking for a man 50 and up. And Because a 50-year-old man, like, he already is equivalent. Men age harder than women anyway. So if you get a 50-year-old man, their ass might look 60, so... Nobody on this show.
All right. Thank you. If you want to leave Steve a voicemail, call him 877-29.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.